إن المتقين في جنات وعيون.
As for the God-fearing, they shall be amid gardens and springs. As for the God-fearing, this refers to those who did not follow Satan, who out of their God-fearingness lived as God's faithful servants.
ادخلوها بسلام آمنين.
They will be told, enter it in peace and security.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين.
And we shall purge their breasts of all traces of rancor, and they shall be seated on couches facing one another as brothers. And we shall purge their breasts of all traces of rancor. The hearts of the righteous will be purged of any feeling of bitterness and rancor, if they ever had any such feelings, before entering paradise.
لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين.
They shall face no fatigue in it, nor shall they ever be driven out of it. They shall face no fatigue in it, nor shall they ever be driven out of it.
This Quranic statement has been elaborated in the following tradition. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, it will be said to the people of Paradise, you will now remain healthy forever and will never fall sick. You will live forever and never die. You will always remain young and never grow old. You will always remain settled and will never require to undertake the strain of any journey. This is further explained by the Quran and several traditions from the Prophet, peace be upon him, which state that the inmate of Paradise will have no need to toil for his bread. Man will receive all that he wishes, for without having to toil for it.
نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
O Prophet, declare to my servants that I am indeed ever forgiving, most merciful.
وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ.
At the same time, my chastisement is highly painful.
وَنَبِّئْهُمْ عَنْ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
And tell them about Abraham's guests, peace be upon him. And tell them about Abraham's guests, peace be upon him.
This marks the commencement of the story of Abraham, peace be upon him. This is immediately followed by the story of the people of Lot, peace be upon him. In order to fully understand the underlying purpose of this narration, it is necessary to bear in mind some of the verses in the earlier part of the present surah. First of all, we encounter the statement of the Meccan unbelievers. Why do you not bring down angels upon us if you are indeed truthful? Verse 7. At that point, a brief rejoinder has been made. We do not send down angels in frivolity. And when we do send them down, we do so with truth, and then people are granted no respite. Verse 8. An elaboration of the same point is made here with reference to these two stories. The unbelievers are told that the angels had brought one kind of truth to Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, verses 52-6, but brought truth of quite another kind to the people of Lot, peace be upon him. Now it was for the unbelievers themselves to decide which truth should be communicated to them. It was quite obvious that they had not brought along the kind of truth which was sent to Abraham, peace be upon him, through the angels. Were they then desirous that the kind of truth which was brought to the people of Lot, peace be upon him, by the angels, one that spelled mass destruction, should also be sent to them?
إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ وَجِلُونَ.
When they came to Abraham, they said, peace be upon you. He replied, indeed, we feel afraid of you. He replied, indeed, we feel afraid of you.
Hud 11:69 and the relevant notes there.
قَالُوا لَا تَوْجَلْ إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ.
They said, do not feel afraid, for we give you the good news of a clever boy. For we give you the good news of a clever boy.
This alludes to the prophecy about the birth of Isaac, peace be upon him, which has been clearly stated in Hud. See verse 71.
قال أبشرتموني على أن مسني الكبر فبم تبشرون
Abraham, peace be upon him, said, What? Do you give me this tiding, though old age has smitten me? Just consider, what tiding do you give me?
قالوا بشرناك بالحق فلا تكن من القانطين
They said, The good tiding we give you is of truth. Do not therefore be of those who despair.
قال ومن يقنط من رحمة ربه إلا الضالون
Abraham, peace be upon him, said, Who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except the misguided?
قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون
He added, What is your errand, O sent ones? He added, What is your errand, O sent ones?
It is evident from Prophet Abraham's, peace be upon him's question that angels appear in human form only in extraordinary circumstances. Whenever they come in that form, it is to carry out some extraordinary mission.
قالوا إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين
They said, Verily, we have been sent to a guilty people. They said, Verily, we have been sent to a guilty people.
The brevity of the reference indicates that the guilt of the people of Lot, peace be upon him, had exceeded all limits, and that they had become quite notorious for it. As a result, it was sufficient to mention them as a guilty people without specifically naming them.
Excepting the household of Lot, we shall deliver all of them.
إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَا إِنَّهَا لَمِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ
Except his wife, about whom Allah says that, we have decreed that she shall be among those who stay behind.